With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Once the police moved in, it was all over for anti-Israel protests at UCLA. Campus is calm this morning, but what a mess to clean up. And at long last, we heard from President Biden calling for order on college campuses.
Ending days of silence, the president defended the right to protest and condemned anti-Semitic speech. He also spoke out against violent activity, saying destruction of property is not a peaceful protest.
Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
Mr. Biden was under growing political pressure and increased criticism for his silence on the escalating demonstrations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Southeast Texas, including Houston, is reeling from massive flooding expected to persist into the weekend, high water rescues, evacuations, and a lot of power outages. Also, at SRNNews.com, you can get there from here, but it will take extra time and effort. I-95 closed at Norwalk, Connecticut, the result of a fiery crash that damaged an overpass.
Stay away from that area. We've given a notice to all the trucking companies and others. Take I-87 if you can, or I-84 as alternatives. I-84 is an alternative. Rail is going, or good day to work from home.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont heard there on the Connecticut Network. He says the goal is to have that major interstate reopened by Monday morning. Japan's Nippon Steel postponing by several months the expected closing of its $14.1 billion purchase of U.S. steel. The Department of Justice wants more documentation regarding that proposed deal. Stock futures sharply higher this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures up 308 points. NASDAQ futures 120 points higher. This is SRN News. Nobody's having kids anymore.
Well, not quite nobody, but fertility rates are alarmingly low in many modern industrialized nations, and experts are becoming concerned. Population decline will eventually be a problem, but in the short run, these countries, including the U.S., would experience a rapidly aging population and shrinking tax base. Why aren't young people having children? Analysts say it costs too much, women don't want to interrupt their careers, and family isn't as important to the next generation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah public schools rushing to prepare students and teachers as a state starts cracking down on any school found to be allowing males to use female restrooms and locker rooms. Although the law took effect when Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed it back in January, it was not being widely enforced before a key compliance mechanism came online this week. The ban on males and female spaces also applies to all government buildings. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church has crossed a line, driving conservatives away.
For the past 52 years, the United Methodist Church has officially declared the practice of homosexuality incompatible with Christian teaching. But that has ended now that the church delegates removed that phrase from their official book of discipline at their Legislative General Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. The action comes a day after delegates removed a ban on LGBT clergy. The new document defines marriage as a covenant between two people of faith without limiting it to a man and a woman. The shift follows the departure of a quarter of U.S. congregations from the United Methodist Church amid disputes over LGBT issues. Keith Peters reporting.
The war in Ukraine, trade and investment expected to dominate Chinese President Xi Jinping's first trip to Europe in 5 years starts in France on Monday. Xi's stop in France will be followed by visits to Hungary and Serbia. More details, SRNNews.com.